Local Southern Humboldt veteran George Mullins has turned 100 years old today. Mullins was on the beaches of Normandy on D-Day as a young man serving his country to defeat Hitler and the Nazi regime. KMUN News' Lauren Schmidt sat with the local hero for an interview about turning 100 and his thoughts on the U.S. today.
So, George, you are turning 100 years old. How does that feel?
It feels like I'm 100 years old. Well, I got the bruises and the hurts all over, just like everybody else. It's been a long road, and some of it's been rough, some of it's been good.
2024 was the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
This will be the 81st, won't it? I went over to Bastogne this last winter, too.
Are you still traveling?
Well, they got me all set up to go 10th of June. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to give that up, but I think I'll go until I can't go anymore. Some people, it seems like it really hurts them or something. I just go to sleep. I like airplanes. You know, I'm a pilot myself. After I lived here, bought my own plane and learned how to fly. I've did a lot of things in my life. Fished, got out there and fished. That was with one of the mosquito fleet, is the Lucy boat. I've still got the boat. I'll just put the prop on it. I'm planning on selling it as soon as I can get it. A few things has got to be did. It's a nice boat.
How many years have you spent in Garberville?
I came here from 1960. This is a little paradise on earth. That's what I seen in it then, and that's what I see in it now. You don't find a place like this in every way. The people make the place. Yeah, you know, they give me a chance to get out of the ditch, and I work for just about every old person around here.
What's your secret?
I try to, if I can afford it or go and buy it, if I can get somewhere, is fish is one of the person I believe should eat. And a good diet, this junk food won't work. I contribute my long life as a rough way of coming up, living, and from the earth. You have a garden, you can't be beat. And people that would land the waste in the backyard, they should have their vegetables. You can raise a lot of stuff in a small place. I don't know. Stress will kill you. Ever what it is, try to get rid of the stress.
George, there's a lot going on in politics, and I know it troubles you greatly, so I'm wondering, as you blow out your candles, what wish would you give?
I wish they'd get rid of the dictator, and I don't care how they get rid of him. I don't know what's the matter with this country. I can never imagine in my life that this country would elect a dictator for a president. I blame the people. They'll pay for it, too. The people that voted for him. We got some good people here, and we got some. I don't know what's the matter with her. Whatever happened to common sense?
What would you wish people to do? You know, for your birthday, what would you call on people to do?
They can't undo what they've already did. I don't know how they're going to undo. They've got him. I don't know what they're going to do with him. For 4 years, anyway. That troubles me. All of this troubles me. Because I'd put one dictator. Boy, I'm upset. I am upset. I try to get my mind off of that. It's not all Trump's fault. It's people that have elected him there. It's a process. Why didn't they choose a better one? I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with them. I'm strictly against prejudice. Because we're all people. And, man, I'll tell you. Look what he's did with thousands of people. Each one of them should have been going to trial before they ever were taken out. Look how many innocent people, they haven't did anything, and they're in prison. That's a dictator for you. Same thing is happening in Europe. Because in Europe, Hitler, he'd already had me on the stretching board. I'm a resistor, and he got rid of the resistors.
George, a lot of people weren't around in this era. So many of our World War II vets are no longer with us, and people forget the history, but you actually have a book people can get right now to see really what you were up against in destroying fascism.
And we've did real good in the sales of the book. If my ghostwriter hasn't stretched the fish a little bit, we've sold about 1,000 books during this election and all that. Pretty good with just an old boy with a little story.
George's autobiographical book, Foxhole, shares the gripping account of young George's time in the military. George donates some of the proceeds of his book to an orphanage in Mexico.
What made you decide to donate it to an orphanage in Mexico?
My wife, Lucy, she watched her little sister starve to death. And I dedicated this to Lucy.
A true hero and a continued example of people making a difference in other people's lives, we here at KMOD say thank you and happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday, 100 years old. You are my hero. You're our community's hero. And we're just so grateful that we have you, George.